Former Longmont student, Nora Taieffa, has come a long way since her high school days when the pandemic hit in March 2020. Chev is now thriving as a college freshman at Colorado State University, thanks to the highly sought Boettcher Foundation scholarship which she encourages hesitant students to apply for. Since securing the scholarship, Taieffa's perspective has changed significantly. She initially viewed the scholarship as an intimidating, virtually unobtainable opportunity that covers full tuition and seemed almost too good to be true. I had heard about the scholarship, and I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to apply for that or be competitive for that, Taieffa said. However, Taieffa's experience in the application process transformed her outlook. She learned that the Boettcher scholar community is diverse, with members hailing from all corners, from both urban centers like Denver and Boulder, and small, remote communities on the eastern plains and western slope of Colorado. Taieffa believes this diversity dispels any preconceived notions about what it takes to become a Boettcher scholar. She encourages prospective applicants not to compare themselves to others, but to focus on their unique stories and contributions. The scholarship selection process isn't about a single determining factor, but about recognizing individuals who can make a difference in their communities. As Taieffa pursues her studies in biochemistry and entomology at CSU, her transition to college life has been a mix of excitement and adjustment. She described the first semester as an adjustment period with larger classes and a greater sense of independence. She acknowledged the challenges of big lecture courses, where it can sometimes feel like you're just a number. Nevertheless, she is already making connections and making her college experience a fulfilling one. Taieffa made the leap from Silver Creek High School to CSU thanks to the Boettcher Foundation scholarship, but her path was far from typical. Like many students during the pandemic, she found herself navigating the uncharted waters of online learning and responded to these challenges head-on. Taieffa decided to explore an unconventional route, participating in an early college program with Front Range Community College through Colorado Early Colleges. She hadn't initially considered taking college classes while still a freshman in high school. However, the pandemic changed the game, so she adapted. I decided that if we're going to be taking online classes anyway, I might as well be taking online college classes and get some college credit out of the way, Taieffa said. You get college credits for free. Basically, you get those prerequisites out of the way, right off the bat. It really helps you out once you hit college and looks great on applications for any scholarship. One of the key factors that Taieffa believes set her apart in securing the Boettcher scholarship was her dedication to extracurricular activities. She implored that colleges and scholarship committees are interested in what students do beyond their coursework. Just get out there and do something, Taieffa advised. Like anything, it does not matter. It really doesn't, just be involved in more than just school, just homework. Taieffa was heavily involved in 4-H, hundreds of hours in a youth development program that goes far beyond its traditional image of animal showing and husbandry. Her experiences in 4-H allowed her to train people in various skills, from dog training to archery coaching. While these skills may seem unrelated, they showcased a valuable aspect of her character, her dedication to helping others improve their abilities. 4-H provided Taieffa with a unique opportunity to combine her passion for the outdoors and animal husbandry with leadership and public speaking skills. She encourages Longmont students to explore extracurricular activities and not be discouraged by their location. She's seen individuals from various areas of Colorado participating in 4-H competitions and activities and showcasing their commitment to their community. With the possibility of completing her education in just a few years due to her prior achievements and her current scholarship, she has opted to stretch out her academic experience. Her reasoning behind this decision is not only pragmatic but speaks to her dedication to broadening her education. Taieffa suggests an invaluable resource for scholarship applicants, All of the Wisdom and None of the Junk, by Katie Kramer, Boettcher Foundation CEO. The book provided her with invaluable advice on applying for scholarships and crafting compelling essays, helping applicants showcase their accomplishments gracefully without appearing egotistical.